This episode of For the Love with Jen Hatmaker is brought to you by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. They can be big, difficult, even scary life things, and also small inconveniences that add up day after day. The thing is, when we keep them all bottled up on the inside and just try to grin and bear it, it can start to affect us and the people around us negatively. We may even isolate ourselves, which makes it even worse. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. This was the case for me when I was at the highest stress level in my life, where the stress was even having physical consequences for me. Therapy was a huge part of my healing journey to learn how to manage the stress. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/fortheLove today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/fortheLove.
You guys, how important is sleep temperature? It's everything to me. And this is where Chili Pad by Sleep Me comes in. Its mission is to elevate the quality of human life through cool sleep. The Chili Pad bed cooling system is your new bedtime solution. It lets you customize your sleeping environment to your optimal temperature, ensuring you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. Chili Pad works with your existing mattress. It's a water-based mattress topper that continuously controls your bed temperature from 55 to 115 degrees. It's designed for one or two sleepers. So if your partner likes to sleep at a different temperature or you only need it for one side of the bed, it still works. I just put this on top of my existing mattress and voila. So whether you're dealing with night sweats or simply seeking a better night's rest, Chili Pad is here to transform your existing mattress into a sanctuary of cool, relief, and comfort. Visit www.sleep.me/FTL to get your Chili Pad and save up to $315 with code FTL. This offer is exclusively available for the Love listeners. Only for a limited time. So order it today with free shipping and try it out for 30 days. You can return it for free if you don't like it with your sleep trial. So visit www.sleep.me/FTL because every woman deserves to wake up feeling refreshed and ready to conquer the day ahead. Hey, everybody. Jen Hatmaker here, your host of the For the Love podcast. Welcome to the show, you guys. I'm so enjoying creating this little baby series for you on MeCamp. If you were anywhere near my social feeds for the last month, you know about MeCamp. you're like, I wish I didn't know about MeCamp. I wish there was a way I could not have ingested this much information about MeCamp. But, you know, I traveled solo for essentially a month. Well, not entirely solo. Stay tuned for this episode. I did a lot of solo travel while Remy was at camp. So Remy went to camp in Maine for almost a month. And I started this last year, took my own self to camp, and I called it Me Camp while she was gone. But turns out Me Camp was my favorite and best thing I've ever done. So this year, it was an intentional repeat as she went back to camp, happy as a clam. And I knew that I had another 4 weeks to play around with, where I was sort of off the clock, if you will, and had a chance to have an experience of primary solo travel. Because I didn't need to be near her this year, I was up for anywhere new. And so I had a combination trip of the first week in Aspen, Colorado, which was I had a tiny little shred of work to do while I was there. And by tiny, I literally mean tiny, like 1 hour. And I spent an entire week there. You know, the mountains are a very precious and special place to me. So I spent a week in Aspen, and then I spent 3 weeks in Grand Marais, Minnesota, up north, if you will. I mean, about 40 miles from the Canada border, that up north, a little tiny sweet town right on Lake Superior. And it was magic. But for this one, for this little episode, I want to pick up where I left off last week, which was Tyler Merritt in Grand Marais with me. So if you missed a recap of essentially boyfriend camp, that's last week's episode. And then I was on my own for another couple of days, which solo travel has become precious to me for a million reasons. The quiet in my brain, the newfound confidence that I am perfectly good company all by myself, and that I am not just capable, obviously, but willing to travel alone. And it's not a drag, it's the best. And there's this version of me that exists at Me Camp that I just love. I love her. It's not the way I always operate, but it's this gear that I hit where I just say, while I'm here, this special sort of experience, these are sort of the best practices I am going to employ. I talk about that in the first episode in this series, so you can go back and pick that up. So I did a little solo time, and then my best girlfriends in the world came up to Grand Marais for 4 days. So I want to talk about that a little bit. So this was Jenny, Shauna, Megan, Trina. Jenny is literally my oldest friend in Texas. I met her in 1998 when Gavin Hatmaker was 10 months old. And Trina is my very first friend in Austin, which I moved to Austin in the year 2000. And she was my first and dearest friend. And then Shauna and I go back almost 15 years. And Megan's the newest friend. But do you know when you have a friend come into your life and it feels like you've known each other since you were in the crib, like the baby crib? That's how Megan feels, not just to me, but to all of us. It's almost like I've superimposed her on all the memories that preceded her. And so they came up for 4 days to Grand Marais. Now, if you've been kind of around me for any amount of time, you know that traveling with my friends is an absolute value of mine. This is something that we have done as long as I can remember, in every sort of capacity, every sort of year, every type of budget, every kind of trip. Like, we don't have one way that we do this, but we do this. So I want to talk to you a little bit about traveling with your girlfriends or your girlfriend. And maybe for some of you, that might be like your sisters. I've done that too. Or your aunts, or whatever it looks like, the women in your life, or the men for that matter, that you cherish and that you make these memories with. I can't recommend enough making room for this. Now look, know this right now. Nobody has unlimited money, time, and energy to spend on travel. Nobody. Well, nobody I know. So without a doubt, this is something that I know in our group, we have to plan for, and we plan way out, way, way, way out. We kind of have roles inside our little friend group on travel of who does what. And so the trip planners, which is primarily Jenny, strong assist from Megan and also Shauna, they start planning early. And that is everything, including where and when, but also how can this be the most affordable? And so we start looking for flight deals. We start looking for coupons. We start looking for like really affordable housing solutions, and we start saving. These are the, I don't know how else to do it, but that's the way we do it, which makes it all possible. So we have taken trips on an absolute shoestring budget. And by the way, let me just go ahead and also say, sometimes those trips are like 45 minutes down the road to New Braunfels. Like, this doesn't have to be far or complicated or involve a lot of moving parts. It can sometimes, but it doesn't have to. Traveling together, again, can look all kinds of ways. We've done this before where we've just stayed at each other's house, where the house was empty, either circumstantially or we made it empty by sending the people away that live there. And we have hunkered down together in one of our houses, and that was our trip. And so when I tell you, like, we have done this virtually for free, And then we've taken much bigger, kind of more complicated trips. We've done it all. But the through line on all of it is this. Our friendship matters so much. It is such a treasure on this earth. It is not to be taken for granted. And it is worth our time and our attention. That's kind of the through line. And so inside of that connective tissue, we plan and we travel. And so the memories that I have made with those girls, like literally, I could never get to the bottom of it. If we started going down the list of all of our trip memories, I think we'd forget whole trips because there's so many of them. We do a really fun thing that I can't recommend enough. This was Jenny's idea. We probably started this at least 15 years ago, maybe longer, is that when we travel together, and sometimes this included spouses, by the way, and sometimes not, but regardless, we would keep a running list that we called trip notes. And somebody would keep it on their phone, in which we would just, in real time, because that's the only way that you won't forget, make quick notes about funny things that happened, something hilarious somebody said, something that we saw or wanted to remember, some encounter we had. I mean, you name it. But we would be like, put it in trip notes. And we would just like write this sketchy placeholder for it. You guys, the amount of times that we have revisited trip notes 5, 6, 8 years later and just rolled with laughter. I'm just telling you, you think that you won't forget all the details of an amazing trip, but you do. We have gone back and remembered whole entire things that none of us had kept in our memory and we had forgotten and laughed and laughed and laughed. And of course, sometimes we didn't include enough details and it's so cryptic and confusing. We are like, what did we mean? Where were we? Who was Matthew? Like, we just can't recreate it based on the details that we provided. But we keep trip notes as a memory. It's a record. We're on record somewhere of what we loved and what we laughed at and what was precious and what was beautiful and what was our favorite thing and what was the biggest disaster and just all of it. And so keep trip notes. I want to say this too, one thing that we've learned, and we've employed this virtually everywhere we've gone. Make room in advance, in your brain, for the different trip rhythms represented in each person. Do you know what I mean by this? Like inside our friend group, some of us are absolute go, 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 foot on the gas, want activities and experiences morning to night. Absolutely no break and intense sense of FOMO if anything gets missed or omitted, or if at any moment we're not doing everything, then we're ruining our trip. So there's that one extreme. And then of course there's another type of trip rhythm, which is like so chill, like so laid back, so unplanned, so sort of restful more in nature, more like a vacation, and then everything in between. And so we know that we have kind of, we run the full spectrum of preferences in our friend group. And so we kind of make room for both. And we do that in a lot of ways. First of all, we get to all say in advance, this is kind of what I'm hoping for. These are some of my expectations. This is what I really want to do. Like, these are my non-negotiables. These are the things that I feel like I just cannot miss. And then there is a constant permission slip written for anybody who doesn't want to do anything. Ever. So we always create rhythms or permission inside our rhythms where we're like, this is what we're kind of planning and everybody can opt in or out. And then in addition to that, take your preferences, your personal preferences, like your activity level threshold, and then push yourself maybe 10 degrees beyond what's normal. This is called flexibility. When you are traveling with other people whose preferences may differ from yours, be a little flexy. Like you may say, okay, my preference is to never have a break in the day until I fall asleep in bed. But on this day, because the group wants to stay home and cook dinner and take our shoes off and just finish out the evening on the deck, I'm going to do that tonight. Even though what I'd rather do is go out to another place. Or my preference is to have my coffee here on the swing until noon. But today, because there's just something that is really exciting going on that everybody wants to do at 9 o'clock in the morning, I'm going. Right? You know what I mean? So both hang on to your preferences and be flexible with them. And those practices have helped us travel together on so many trips with very, very little conflict. I'm not saying we don't ever have any, because we have and we do. Usually related to expectations. When one person wants something and somebody else doesn't, or nobody else does, that is generally where we have any friction. But we also are committed to handling that in real time. And so we don't let those get away from us when they do happen. And we try to get that genie back in the bottle so that we can like commence with all the good feelings. So in Grand Marais, when the girls came up, of course, we only had 4 days, so it's not a lot of time. But the nice thing about Grand Marais, and one of the reasons I chose it, it's very small, it's very simple, it's kind of quiet. We weren't staring down a list of 750 options that we were having to sift through and choose from and enjoy. And so everybody kind of got to be happy. We hiked a little place called the Devil's Kettle. What a terrible name. That was 100% beyond all of our comfort zone, because it had something like 200 plus, God, maybe it was 400. Well, I'm sorry. The internet can tell me this, but actual stairs. Like stairs that we had to climb. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding when I tell you that I was still sore 4 days later, still sore. But we hiked and we did restaurants and we did a bike ride.
Here's the bike is saying, why are we going uphill? This is dumb. Here comes my other friends. Who will be next? Who will it be in the race? Who is it?
Whoa.
Whoa. The other people are far, far behind. Where are they? Well, are they dead or worse? Where are they? There they are. There's my friend Megan. Woo! Oh God, I thought you were gonna hit me.
I'm not gonna hit you.
Hi. But where's our friend Shauna?
She coming in hot.
She coming in.
Look how cute she is.
Shauna! Look at her. Did she put on some music?
Yes.
There she goes.
Some music, y'all.
I'm obsessed. My friend Chelsea was wearing the softest cashmere sweater in that perfect weight for spring. She told me it was under $50, made by a fantastic company named Quince. And I could shop from my laptop, which is my dream. So I immediately ordered the cashmere tee. Now I want it in every color. Quince offers staple pieces like Chelsea's Mongolian cashmere sweater, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, classic like 14 karat gold jewelry. You can upgrade your wardrobe with luxury essentials, but unbeatable prices. You guys, seriously, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And I know what you're thinking, but Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible practices and premium fabrics, which I love. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/hatmaker for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/hatmaker to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/hatmaker.
The weather up there is so magical. And also, it changes like 20 degrees in and out of the sun. So when the sun's out, we were like, we're hot. I mean, hot. We're as hot as you can be when the weather is 66 degrees. And then it would go behind the clouds or go behind the building. And we were like, where's our blankets? So we spent a whole lot of time taking clothes on and off. And then the girls, and I will post a picture of this. The way that this apartment was set up is that there was one bedroom, the master. And then all down the hallway, which had like really high vaulted ceilings, like 12 foot ceilings, were built in bunk beds. I mean, mean, they were nice. They were like fancy. They looked really pretty. But my girlfriend stayed in the bunks. And so, whatever, man. Well, what we did was, what had happened was, we crawled through a window to get to it. It was connected to our apartment, but it technically belonged to the boutique hotel next to us. Unfortunately for them, their rooftop deck was absolutely adjacent to one of our windows. Well, it's not our fault that that window opened up literally like a door, in which we were able to, with a very small amount of athleticism, crawl up to the roof. You guys, it overlooked the lake, the harbor. It had big, cozy couches on it. I mean, what were we supposed to do? Not go? And so we spent our afternoons up there with our books and our wine and basically taking on and off our sweatshirts.
Hi, darlings. What, this sweatshirt? The one that you've seen me in now every other day for almost 3 weeks? That's right. It's the same one. Like, I'm sorry, except the opposite. My daughters are here. I'll post some stuff about that tomorrow. They got here last night. And so that's real cute. I'm going to get to that tomorrow. But today I want to talk a little bit about one fun thing that happens at like a meet camp, for example, in Grand Marais, Minnesota. And in case you didn't know, there's a moose as a context clue, is that I either, and sometimes I like to say either. It depends on the gravitas of the sentence. Sometimes I like to say either. It feels more whatever this is. I get stuff. Some of it I buy. Some of it I am given, which I'm about to show you some stuff. I'm showing you some stuff that I've been given / bought while I'm here. And that's a very important part of embedding yourself in another town or like whatever it is that you're doing. Let's talk here. Let's go first here. This is local, Boundary Waters Coffee. I get this downstairs. So you know I'm up above the tavern. So if I went downstairs and over one, that is called Ben Franklin. And it's like an old-timey, like, department store. Those of you who are from up here in the Midwest, you know about it. You know about Ben Franklin. Like, it's like a little bit of everything. What do you want? Do you want some, like, earth shoes? Do you know what I mean by that? The earth shoes have almost gotten me several times since I've been here. And so at first I was like, no to the earth shoes. But then I just keep seeing them. And the longer I stay here, I keep walking past them going, okay, maybe I do need the earth shoes. And then I hear a voice in my ear, and it's the voice of Tyler Merritt saying, don't you dare. Do not buy the earth shoes. However, Ben Franklin has it all. And among the things they have is they do their own coffee. And this North Shore Snickerdoodle. Oh my gosh, it's so good. And this is my second thing of coffee from them. And the other one was like macadamia, I like coconut or something like that. Hawaiian macadamia, or I don't really even know, but it was so good. And this is also where I got my sweatshirt. So when you can get your coffee and your sweatshirt from the same place, that is a store that you keep going to.
The girls left, and on the same day, my daughters came for the last 4 days. Remy flew straight from camp in Maine, and Sydney came up from Austin, and their flights landed just 15 or 20 minutes apart. And so it's just delightful to have my girls with me. They're older, and I have always said I am an older parent. This is what tracks for me. I like big kids. I like teenagers. I like young adults. Like, give me all that stage. And so Remy's 16 right now, and Sydney's 22. And it was just so fun to have them there. Their sister dynamic is really sweet too. They've always been really close, and they can speak to each other in sister shorthand. Do you know what I mean? In a way that almost nobody else can do with or to either one of them, but they can for each other. And I just couldn't think of a better way to finish it out. You know, I have 5 kids, you guys, it's so many. And so the amount of opportunities I ever have to just spend with one or even two kids at a time is so rare. That's just not a thing that big families really do. Now, we have had so many incredible family memories, obviously, but we don't get to do a lot of solo trips. So just having the girls with me was, I just felt really grateful, just so grateful to be with them and have them with me with their like grown-up ways and brains and their low maintenance, right?
Okay. I just wanted to put a few thoughts like into my phone before I forget them or they sort of escape me because this is my last full day here. Me and the girls fly out tomorrow. And so I'm just having such like a quintessential Grandma Ray morning. And I'm just like treasuring it in my heart. So I just had coffee at Java Moose with my new friend, Jenna Kutcher. A ton of you follow Jenna. She is as smart and lovely and warm as you think. Like every bit so, and then some. And she actually lives in Duluth, which is south of here, but she's got a place right outside Grand Marais. So we had coffee and we sat in the outdoor Adirondack chairs looking at the lake. Up walks Katie, the young new owner of the Fisherman's Daughter. And I'm like, hey, Katie. She's like, hey, Jen. Because I've seen her now a million times. I met a new friend named Larissa who was here and stopped in to say hello. I'm looking out at the water at the Yordas, which is like the pirate ship boat that sails every single day here. And me and my girlfriends were on board a few days ago. It is absolutely lovely. The weather is gorgeous. I'm sitting right now in my favorite spot in my apartment above the tavern, which is right at the window. Like, so all here, all right here. That is the lake and it's windows from wall to wall. And so I pulled this chair up and I usually have the windows open. And of course I've got all my books, like a pile of books here, my coffee. This is where I like to sit. I'm just looking at everything that I'm loving, the boats, the people all walking out here, my neighbors, the bar, the girls are in the other room, coffee with a friend, the locals walking up who I now know. It's just been everything I wanted it to be. Just everything. My experience here was, it was magic. And I love it here. And I will just never forget this little town and these weeks here for all my life. And I will certainly be back. That's for dang sure. So I think I just want to capture, like, I'm having this quintessential, like, morning experience here at the very end. Like just kind of with everything I love all right in front of me, all happening around me. And I am so grateful. I'm just so grateful. I just won't forget this. It's just so special. So my daughters and I are gonna go have lunch. Yesterday we ate at the Anchored Trout and we ate at Cascade Restaurant a little bit south of here. And I think we're gonna go over to Voyager Brewing Company and eat a little lunch and then we're gonna ride bikes. We're going to ride bikes up the trail, all the way up the lake, down south. And we're going to just squeeze the fun out of our last day here. So, okay, just a little tiny little love letter to Grand Marais, Minnesota, and this town and these people and everything about it, which has been the warmest, kindest place for me to be here, for me to be in for 3 weeks. And I love every inch of every thing here.
Summer is coming, and so is my much anticipated meet camp. The past few summers, I've been taking some time to travel alone. It's time for me to read and explore small towns and meet new people. And this year, I'm thrilled to have a new way to plan my adventures. Viator is a tool you can use to plan and book travel experiences around the world. The Viator app and website make it easy to explore 300,000 plus travel experiences so you can discover what's out there, no matter where you're traveling or what you're interested in. For my trip, I'm considering a wine tasting event or maybe a sunset sail. I've been reading real traveler reviews to get insider information from people who've already done the activities. Viator also offers 24/7 customer service, so you know you'll get support at any hour if your plans change. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find the perfect travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples. Guys, it's already allergy season in Texas. My yard is in full bloom and all the things are in the air. So I decided allergies will not win this year. So I tried Astapro. It has improved my nasal allergy symptoms and it's faster, bro. Astapro is a first-of-its-kind nasal allergy spray. It is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. So get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can Astapro and go, you guys, today. Astepro allergy.com. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Astapro and go.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The girls are a treasure, and making memories with them is something that's really, really special for me. And so we saw Me Camp through to the very end and took them to all my favorite places. We also hiked Temperance River and went to all the restaurants. My kids are adventurous eaters because I made them that way eventually. And so we had all the seafood, like all the fish. Remy had trout chowder. I mean, we did all the cheese curds naturally. We're not going to not have that when we are in northern Minnesota. And we shopped and we went to Drury Lane Bookstore, of course, where they talked me into more books than I'd originally agreed to. We did the illegal next door rooftop patio with our books. And one night we stayed in and I made the girls fancy grilled cheese sandwiches and we watched The Devil Wears Prada. Again, it's that yin and yang of rhythm. Go, stay, foot on the gas, foot on the brake, out, 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 in, in. I like it all, but I like to have both. And so my girls are just like that. I think manipulated them into being both adventurous and also homebodies. Because basically I want travel partners that match me and that matches me. So they were so sweet and we all flew back together. And so I just sit here smiling right now as I'm talking and recording this for you. Just so incredibly grateful for what an experience this has been. And so thankful. It's so, I understand how special this is, what an outlier opportunity this type of experiences, particularly like the length of it. And I know that, but even then, I just happened to have this life circumstance right now where I can do it. My kids are grown and almost all grown. Most of them are out of the house. I don't have a spouse. So I don't have a partner here at home where I live. And I just find myself in this window of time where I've got some freedom to explore my own life. Does that make sense? To do things that are out of the ordinary, to make choices that I wouldn't have been able to make just a couple of years ago, and maybe I won't be able to make a couple years from now. I'm just in this window where my life, my decisions, my money, my finances, my budget, my choices belong to me. They're all mine. And I get to do with them what I want. And I get to steward them however I want. And I get to spend them however I want. And I get to save them however I want. And it just feels like a wonderful gift of possibility right now in my life, right here in this unexpected moment with my roles and relationships having shifted so much. And here I am. And so I'm thrilled that this will forever be like a precious little piece of the fabric of my whole story. However long this gets to be, of course, do I want to go out to Me Camp again next summer? I do. And I'm planning on it unless something shifts. But however long this gets to last for me, I'll cherish it forever. All these memories, what it's taught me, what I've learned about myself, what I've learned that I can do, that I enjoy, that I'm capable of, that I have permission for, all the days of Me Camp, all the days of We Camp with the people that matter most to me. Literally, almost everybody that I love most in the world got to come up, with my sons excluded, although I talked to them both years about Me Camp, and they were like, but what are you going to do? I'm like, I'm going to walk around. I'm going to like read. I'm going to meet the local people. And they're like, it doesn't sound fun. I do want to just be on record as saying, I did tell them it was a possibility, but they were like, but what are the activities? I'm like, oh my gosh. Anyway, so I'm happy that I have this many historians in my life who will also be able to say, oh yeah, oh, that was the best fried fish. Oh yeah, we loved that rooftop bar. Oh, for sure. That was like a beautiful hike, or that was a gorgeous bike ride. I have memory keepers with me and memory makers, and I wouldn't trade a single second. So just a reminder, and I think I might've mentioned this last week, but Me Camp is an idea, kind of. It's kind of like a mindset. It's a way of like both thinking and crafting an experience for yourself that may be out of the ordinary. It can be at home. It can be up the street. It can be one night. It can be nearby. It can be far. It can be totally alone, or it could be some version of We Camp, or maybe a hybrid. It can be as busy or as slow as you want it to be. The point is, would you be willing to carve out for yourself any amount of time to remember that you are good company? That you are incredible by yourself, no matter how beautiful and fulfilling your relationships are. That's not to diminish any of them at all, but you are whole by yourself and you matter. And would you be willing to create an experience for yourself where you go, what would bring me like the most amount of joy? What would that think? What would that look like to me? Would that look like tent camping in the wilderness for 3 nights? Would it look like a little trip to the water? Would it mean going out to a farm? What about just hotel? Because if you don't think a hotel room all to yourself on a nice big king-size bed wrapped in a robe, doing whatever you want, isn't perfection, think again, Jack. What would make you happy? What would fill your coffers? What would renew your spirit? What would put a little gas back into your tank where you would just take real, real, real good care of yourself, right? That's Me Camp. We've got a whole download for you with ideas, ways to make it happen. Big, small, long, short, extensive, not extensive, sort of budget heavy, and also super budget friendly. We have so many ideas for you. And so that's just free. I'll make sure that we link to that Me Camp guide in the show notes so you can download that and see if maybe there is an idea or a version of it that might fit neatly and perfectly right into your own precious life. All right, you guys. Until next time, thanks for listening. Thanks for being here. Love y'all.